Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. Israeli warplanes attack Gaza and troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military sources have reported that the Israeli Air Force fired on Wednesday at dawn a number of missiles targeting different areas in the Gaza Strip. The army claimed that the airstrike came a few hours after a missile was fired into Israel and that Israel attack targeted a group behind the incident. No casualties have been reported. In a statement issued by the leadership of the Israeli military, the army said that it will continue to target anyone who attack Israel, Israeli Daily Haaretz reported. Elsewhere, the release of 26 political prisoners held by Israel has been concluded on Wednesday at dawn as 11 West Bank detainees reached the Palestinian presidential headquarters in Ramallah and 11 Gaza Strip detainees made it to the coastal region through the Erez Beit Hanun crossing. Dozens of thousands of Palestinians gathered in the central West Bank city of Ramallah and in Gaza City and welcomed the freed detainees in a massive celebration. 25 of the released detainees have been imprisoned by Israeli army since before the first Oslo peace agreement of 1993, while one of them has been imprisoned since 2001. They are members and supporters of different factions including Hamas and Fatah. Palestinian human rights groups say Israel is holding captive 5,058 Palestinians, including 222 children, 15 women, and 13 legislators. The number also includes 147 detainees, including 8 legislators, held under arbitrary administrative detention orders without charges. Meanwhile, on Wednesday at dawn, Israeli troops kidnapped 16 Palestinian civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. Invasions targeted Ramallah district in central West Bank, Nablus in the north, and Bethlehem in southern West Bank. Soldiers searched and ransacked homes of residents before taking the kidnapped men away to unknown destinations, local sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, August 14th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Shemo Sloan White and me, Ghassan Banmoura.